I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Netflix vows to J-Lo could have been a screenplay? We'll tell you why.
And Nick Cannon. Yep, it's another baby. We got the beats. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey! And joining us again, honey, because we are wooed her back, honey, is the hilarious Miss Jessie Woo!
Glad to be back with you guys. So, what you got for us first, Brad?
All right, first up, we got to celebrate our new Georgia peach, our newest Georgia peach. It's Tanner's birthday, y'all! And hot off the presses, we got you a very special picture of all of us, darling, together to hang on the wall in your beautiful home.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh, look, Tanner!
Nice! Throwing these plates around.
Yeah.
That's cute. I don't got one of them.
You don't got one of those? Mm-mm.
Well, I ain't in the picture.
That's all right, baby.
What type of picture are you holding the picture?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that will make that
but
picture.
But no, Tanner, that's not all.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's that?
Tanner, I wanted you to know just how much, honey, you mean to me.
Oh, thank you, Carrie.
So I put on my apron.
Oh.
And I baked you this very special cake.
Oh, you baked me a cake?
Yes.
Oh.
Look at that.
Eat the cake, Tanner May.
Yay! So, Tanner, we want to know, what you going to be doing for your birthday? Like, are we hitting up a twerk brunch?
Let's go. Is there a twerk brunch coming? God. I'm down for a twerk brunch. Yeah. I hear that there's some great wings.
Yeah.
I need my wing joints.
Yeah.
Have you had lemon pepper wet yet?
No.
See, that's part of the initiation package.
Yeah,
twerk brunch, lemon pepper wet, and random strip club.
Come on.
Okay, yeah. I like all of that.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. And you know what? They didn't say nothing, but I am the lead twerker.
It's time for Nick's Baby Report. This is what it's come to. That's right, Jesse. Your Wildin' Out boys, our homie Nick Cannon, just welcomed a baby girl, and he shared her name and pic on IG. Now, Nick said, introducing Onyx Ice Cold Cannon. Once again, today, I'm in awe of the divine feminine. God has given me and Miss Lanisha Cole the privilege of hosting an angel here on Earth. But that's not all. He went on to say, I wish to mute any low vibrational frequencies and only rejoice with the highest class of civilization who are truly aligned with our purpose here in this dimension. My man's been to a retreat or two.
Okay.
To be clear, this night baby has 2 half-siblings coming from different mothers, so Nick will at least get to 11 kids. It's going down.
Yeah.
Up
wow. Yeah.
All right, so Jesse, darling, I thought you would have been next.
Me too. When I saw her picture, I was like, oh my God, like, here I was, Nick.
Yeah.
I was at work.
Yeah.
What are you not doing?
I don't know.
Come on, Jess,
not,
you gotta step up that game.
I don't know. Like, I'm coming to work, I'm being respectful. Maybe I need to twerk. Maybe I do need to twerk. Just a little bit. I get to work.
You
know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know, but
consider yourself one of the chosen few.
Okay.
Yeah, I like how he's letting people know, like, don't come at me with a low vibration.
Yeah.
You know, like, keep your hate to yourself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but Nick, come on now.
Yeah, but
come on now, Father Abraham.
Like,
come on, Father Abraham has many sons. Like, literally, statistics show that by the year 2050, Nick Cannon would have fathered one third of the population. Like, come
really?
On.
Really?
Okay.
Like, it's a lot now.
It is a lot. Look, I think my great grandfather had 12 kids. Like, my grandfather was one of 12. Mm. So that was the big family. So maybe Nick's just taking it old school, having a real big family.
But yours was in one family.
Hello.
This is all local creation, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. One family, one band, one sound.
Oh, bitch, nah. Okay.
Okay. And on that note, y'all remember a few weeks ago back when Sylvester Stallone covered up his tattoo of his wife Jennifer's face with his dog?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, now the Gen 5 for divorce lies back at the old ink shop. This time he covered up another tattoo of her eyes with the face of a leopard with the same artist who did the last cover-up. But wait, it gets worse. There's more. Sly was just spotted in Rome, darling, with a mystery woman who was affectionately rubbing on his back.
Mm.
Now, do y'all think things are starting to add up now?
I'm just impressed that he's able to get tattoos this late in life, because when you get that old, I would think your skin would have the elasticity of wet paper.
You know that tattoo artist got to pull it tight first. Yeah. Get in there. Yeah.
I have one tattoo, and I will never do it again. And it's on my wrist.
Really?
Really?
It hurts so bad.
It does hurt.
I don't blame you, honey.
I think it's somewhat respectful to cover up an ex if you're getting back out there in the dating world. Because what you wouldn't want to see is someone else's face on the person.
Absolutely.
That's stupid and put it on that from the start.
He's still kind of fine, though.
Yeah. But Jesse, speaking of fine, though, if you had the opportunity, honey, if it came up, would you be one of Sly's mistresses of women?
I would be one of his women's. Mm-hmm. Not his no secret mystery. Do I give secret? Are you trying to tell me something?
Secret vibes.
Do I give? We are secret.
Now you will be seen and heard.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, it looks like Ben Affleck is a man of many words. Reportedly, Ben wrote a beautiful speech for his bride Jennifer Lopez to express his everlasting love for her at their Georgia nuptials.
Aww.
According to his longtime pal and filmmaker Kevin Smith, Ben penned a 12-page speech for his new wife.
Dang.
He also said the wedding was a real fairy tale ending and J-Lo looked fantastic. 12 pages of speech. Jesse, how long do you think it took for Ben Affleck to read that 12-page vow?
18 years. That man has been thinking about J-Lo for the last 18 years. Okay. 18 years an ex. Okay. That was the soliloquy he came up with for 12. I'm surprised it wasn't longer.
Have any of y'all ever written a 12-page letter to a loved one or anything?
I wrote a letter to Maria.
Maria?
A letter to my wife. Told her I'd be coming home with a brand new life.
Oh, what does that mean?
That's some song. Shout out some song or something.
I'm sorry. If I write you anything 12 pages, just know it's not good.
Oh. Do you remember when y'all was in school, you used to write notes in school?
Like, it wasn't
for
that
me,
long, though.
No, girls would always write long letters, and I would write back a paragraph, because I write tiny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always felt like
I remember that. Like, I would put the date, I would put the time, my mood, and what song was playing in my head at the time.
Oh, really?
Like, that's when dating was nice.
Back in the day, do you like me? Check yes or no.
Come on. But it's simpler time.
The 12 pages that I want to be honest, remember in school you had to write, I will not talk in class. I had to write that 12 pages. Yes, I did that.
Well, moving on. Jack Harlow is out here spilling the tea about his sexual history.
Oh, Lord.
So he was performing in Nashville last week when he decided to take a moment to explain to his thousands of cheering fans how he lost his V card twice.
Oh, wow.
Let's take a look.
I lost my virginity when I was 16. You know, I always tell people I lost it twice. Because when I was 18 and I graduated high school, somehow, someway, I landed this darn piece that was 5-6 years older. She was like 23, 24. It blew my mind.
I lost mine twice.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. Do you lost yours? Hold up a second. Do you feel like you lost yours twice?
Yeah.
You want to get all up in your business?
Because the first one,
you're young.
Because the first one, he was Haitian. And he did not breach my cherry.
Oh.
So the second one, he was Dominican, which was wild to me. The Dominican breached my cherry. Is that how you say it? When your cherry breached?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
We understand.
Yeah.
You got dominated by the Dominican.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I said, what a turn of events. What a turn of events.
Yes,
man. Not the Dominican doing what the Haitian couldn't.
Your labor.
The people of Haiti right now.
No, they're like, girl, don't ever tell that story again.
Let's begin the Haitian-Dominican War.
They're gonna be like, Jesse, do not ever tell that again.
Next, find out why Josh Duhamel got rushed to the ER just hours ahead of his wedding. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
We are back, y'all. And it seems that Josh Duhamel risked it all just a couple of hours before he said, I do, to his wife, former Miss World America, Audra Marie. Mm-hmm. Now, Audra revealed on their wedding eve, Josh was living it up on the party bus doing some wild dance moves when he threw his whole back out. Which landed him in the ER just hours before the nuptials. Now, Josh had a slip disc, but with some meds and some TLC, the couple's big day still happened as planned, and Josh even danced the night away at the reception. He had to be on drugs. Feeling no pain.
Okay, now, he is 49 years old now. Should he know? I mean, he should have known better, y'all.
When I turned 30, I was like, what's going on? Like, my lower back don't be what it used to be.
Really?
I can't be at the brunch.
It's like your bones clock out.
Yeah, they definitely do. I used to have mega knees. Yeah. I don't. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So, no. You can't be doing that. You 49. Come on now.
Brad and HK, y'all are both married. Crazy things always happen before weddings. True. Anything crazy happen before your wedding?
Me, my uncle found God at a weird time in his life, and he was kind of organizing my whole little bachelor party situation.
No.
It went from being like a really cool thing to like we went to Hooters. I was wildly disappointed. I was way beyond Hooters.
You had wings at Hooters.
Yeah, I had the three My Island wings.
With
yeah.
the girls with the shorts with the thick tights on that was it.
I've been to a couple bachelor parties, and we've never had any of those more than a mouthful burgers. You know what I'm saying?
We
go all out. I'm not quoting the Hooters menu. I do not know the Hooters menu.
Okay, yeah, you've been there one too many times.
That sounds good.
Okay,
more than a mouthful.
Oh,
what was
Lord,
that?
No, Gary.
I should have been there.
They're burgers, not hot dogs. They're
Okay, moving on.
Another reality television couple bites the dust.
Uh-oh.
After being married for only 2 years, actress Brittany Snow from the Pitch Perfect movies and Selling the OC star Tyler Stanilin have called it quits, y'all.
Aww.
They broke the news on social media with the same post and a caption that reads, "After time and consideration, Tyler and I have made the difficult decision to separate. We started this journey as best friends, and our relationship will continue to be a priority, not only for us, but for our dog, Charlie."
Oh.
Good old Charlie.
Oh, you're in custody.
Right, yeah. I like how they're keeping it together. They're keeping it cordial for the dog, Charlie.
That dog's give a sweet part. Dogs really care about that type of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Little Charlie has his love.
Dogs are people, too.
Whoever takes the best care of the dog is going to get the most love from the dog.
It's the new dog. It's not those that we know.
Okay. Shoot, back in the day, just give a dog a pet right here, and then they good to go.
It's the new dog.
Okay, time for
Disney's Coming.
According to a recent survey, most Americans have sent some freaky pictures to others.
Mm.
By accident, of course. Like me. So, 2,000 Americans took a survey, and about 54% revealed that they have sent a sexy photo in the past via social media or text message, but 43% think that nude photos are considered taboo.
Mm.
In 2022? Really?
Who are these 43% of people that they interviewed? Like, the Amish community of Utah?
So, let me ask y'all a question. Where do y'all fall, according to this survey?
But they could look at mine. They don't have no faces on my pictures. That's
Me too. I never send face.
No face.
But, like, last year, I got my first wax, and I was like, oh, no. Every man in this in my contact needs to see what this look like right now.
Oh.
So it was my first wax.
Were you, like, campaigning? You know what I'm saying?
I just was like, hey, how you doing?
How did it work? Did they come back? Were they like, damn, girl?
Yeah, they was like, I had a couple like, wait a minute, Jess. We haven't spoken in like 4 years.
Jess, I'm married. I got kids.
I want to say when the Leroy's daddy, baby, honey. Something like, you know, let him know what he's missing.
Exactly.
But it don't have your face on it.
Yeah, but they'll know something about it. You could just look at something. And say, that is him.
Mm. Oh, you got a little birthmark down there?
Just something, huh?
Maybe them gray hairs.
Morgan Freeman? Up next, Eminem gives his list of his biggest competitors in the rap game. We'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we back. Now, Eminem, a.k.a. The Real Slim Shady, revealed his biggest competitors currently in the rap game. Ooh. Now, in a new interview with XXL, M admits in order to stay relevant, he looks to newer generations of rappers such as Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Joyner Lucas, and Big Sean for inspiration. And that's how you keep your knives sharp.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You see what's going on the field. This little friendly competition keeps you at the top of your game.
Facts.
Do you think he could take on most of today's rappers lyrically?
Yes, I think so. I think Eminem is very skilled and lyrical, and he could hang with the best of them, absolutely.
And he's a battle rapper.
Kendrick Lamar and Big Sean, I mean, all the ones he mentioned are really skilled. So if he's practicing amongst them, he got it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, half the time, I don't even understand what these rappers be saying, so I'm going to just say, yes, child, put up a cue card and let me see what they say. Sorry. What the hell he saying?
You have to listen,
You got to train your ears for it sometimes.
Yeah. They didn't teach that at my school. But anyway,
Jesse, who's your favorite rap out right now currently?
You know, honestly, I listen to a lot of Afro beats. But I do like that he gave Joyner Lucas a shout out.
Yeah.
Joyner and I were both involved in that Karen Civil stuff last year.
Oh, yeah.
And he revealed what she had did to him to stop his career. So it's really, really good.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm glad to see that he's surpassing everything that people like her tried to do to him.
Yeah.
I do like it every now and then. You know, Eminem kind of winds up in a beef. It seems like every couple years with somebody. And
yeah.
I remember not too long ago, he's beefing with MGK and released those tracks, trying to, you know, his diss tracks on him. And I enjoyed those thoroughly.
Well, y'all, it seems that Jesse Williams and his ex-wife, Erin Drakeley, still have drama. Because Jesse has rushed to court pleading with the judge to intervene in a custody dispute with his ex. He claims that he and his ex settled on him having his kids 4 consecutive days a month starting in October while he works on the Broadway play Take Me Out in New York. But says Erin refused to play ball, so he's going to court over it and wants a few other tweaks in their agreement.
Ooh.
Now, why do y'all think she's being so difficult?
Because she better?
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
4
definitely
days
bitter.
A month is not a lot. He would have the kids more. I thought he was going to say, like 2 weeks a
That's
month.
That's nothing.
And then, like, she's in L.A., he's in New York. Do y'all think that time difference?
That's got to be kind of tough. I do understand the hesitancy of trying to ship your kids, fly your kids across the country.
No. You got the money.
I mean, they got the money for sure, but it's just, like, also the risk of, like, who's going with the kids?
Exactly. You got to hire a damn nanny, and the nanny might get to damn New York and see Jesse, and then she might try to play with him, too.
Weekends out of the month, man. Like, this man being these kids' lives.
Also, I'm curious, like, Gary, like, if she is still hung up on the eggplant, like, what advice would you give her to get over?
Yeah, how do you get over
something?
You'll
get another damn man and get a prosthesis and put it on him and be like, it's Jesse.
She didn't start eating meat. She hung up on the eggplant.
Yeah.
A prosthesis?
No, yeah, I mean, to make it look like Jesse's, honey. And, I mean, also eating more fish.
Really?
I mean,
wait,
instead
what?
Of eggplant.
So fish enlarges the prosthesis?
Yeah, fish give you nice oil and
he wants her to be a vegetarian.
Gary's a lesbian.
Old lesbian woman.
All right, y'all. Up next on the scene, honey, that Jason Momoa's new ink has gone to his head, honey. It is a tattoo or a tattoo. You decide, honey, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you guys, it's time for Tattoo
or Tattoo.
Okay, y'all remember a couple days ago, Jason Momoa just cut off a bunch of his hair. You remember that?
Right. Yeah.
Well, he just did something else with his head. He got it tattooed.
Okay.
So look there along the side. It's a Hawaiian-inspired tribal tattoo. It's kind of similar to the one he's already got on his arm.
Okay.
So what you think? Is this a tattoo or a tattoo?
It looked dope on him. Not everybody could
like
pull this off, but this matches his personality.
I like it. It's kind of barbaric, and it looks like braids, though.
Yeah. And it's also like his culture, like his cultural heritage, right?
I don't care, honey. What's his
tribal,
That is a tattoo.
You don't even have
one. This man and lost his mind, honey, and lost his wife. Now, look what he's doing to himself. Messing up his
he
head,
losing
honey.
Losing no sleep, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's Hawaiian.
Well, what's my heritage?
Well, hold on. Don't I try to tell you to get a tattoo, Gary. Damn.
No, honey. That's ridiculous.
A queen. You need to get a crown.
I'm putting Elizabeth right there in the back.
No,
not Elizabeth. No.
I just love Jason. He look like he like pain. I love men who like pain.
Who like pain? What are you doing?
He's just like the beast to the beauty.
He also got that bowler hat like he's a dude from the 1930s. Yeah. That's a little weird.
And I like that he didn't.
Don't be a hater.
I'm just saying.
I see you hate. Look, you know you don't try to shave your head and get the little tribal things next. Get out of here.
The hater jumped out, Tanner. The hater jumped out.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.